Leftist Australian Prime Minister Albanese gushes over meeting China's Xi, declares historic time for me. By Simon Kent on November 7, 2023. Australia's left-wing Prime Minister Anthony Albanese found it hard to contain his excitement Monday ahead of a personal meeting with China's President Xi Jinping in Beijing. Albanese is on a four-day visit to the communist state, splitting his time between Shanghai and Beijing, in the first such visit by an Australian leader in 7 years. The Australian Labour Party, ALP, leader said the occasion was a historic time for me coming on the 50th anniversary of another left-wing Australian Prime Minister Gough Whitlam being the first Australian Prime Minister to officially visit China. Albanese is being accompanied by the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Penny Wong, who met China's foreign minister on Monday afternoon in the capital while Albanese readied for his Xi talks. Albanese retraced history on Monday with a private tour of the Temple of Heaven, one of the first stops for Whitlam on his official visit to Beijing in 1973, the Daily Mail reports. "The progress we have made in advancing our relationship since meeting Mr. Xi a year ago has been unquestionably very positive," Albanese said. "I believe that we can all benefit from the greater understanding that comes from high-level dialogue and people-to-people links, and that a strong relationship between our two countries will be beneficial into the future. Where differences arise, it's important that we have communication." The comments come after Albanese was cautioned about relations with China by U.S. President Joe Biden while in Washington for a state visit. Biden warned Albanese against fully trusting China as he pledged to stick by Australia because both countries were Pacific nations, invoking former President Ronald Reagan's attitude towards the Soviet Union. "History shows that appeasement is the road to ruin against dictatorships like the one that rules single-party communist China. Trust but verify, is the phrase," Biden said, the Australian Financial Review reports. "China is having their own internal and external difficulties right now. China's economic growth is stagnant compared to what it was. China has engaged in activities that Russia and many others have engaged in terms of intimidation and dealing with other countries. The Belt and Road Initiative has ended as a debt. A news for most of the people signed on." Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.